Hello and welcome to this special overview about the Adventures in Wisdom Success System for Learning and Taking Tests, Business Use License. Sometimes we just refer to it as ACE That Test or the ACET System or ACET Success System. So in this overview, I'll share with you about the curriculum and the mentor's toolkit, so you'll see some of the tools that you have to work with. I'll also answer some FAQs, and at the end, I'll share a special offer that we've put together for you to help you inspire and empower kids to develop a learning mindset, to learn how to perform under pressure, and to ace that test. I'd like to invite you to go ahead and stay on this webpage because I'll be stepping you through some very important information, and it will enable you to follow along visually. So if you ask kids what they don't like about school, one word tops the list, and that's test. Tests can create a lot of anxiety for kids because most of them have never been taught how to take a test, or even how to effectively study, for that matter. Instead, kids are often left to figure it out on their own. Kids aren't born knowing the brain science behind learning, and they aren't born knowing how to perform under pressure, such as taking tests. And these are skills that must be taught, and here's why. In most areas of the world, kids spend an average of about 9 months at school. That's about 75% of their lives each year. And if they don't feel successful at school or happy about going to school, then they're miserable for most of the year. And that's a long time to be unhappy and to feel unsuccessful. I can relate to this because my school career didn't start off strong. I struggled with my own mindset about my ability to do well in school. You see, I have an identical twin sister who is extremely smart. And in elementary school, learning came very naturally to her. She seemed to never have to study. And she was in the gifted and talented program at a very young age. I was not. In my mind, she was the smart twin and I was the dumb twin. And I thought that being smart meant that learning should come naturally, and that smart people didn't need to study. So I didn't study, I didn't make A's, and I didn't feel very smart. I didn't feel very confident academically. Well, fortunately, I had this aha moment, and I think it was maybe second or third grade. I don't remember exactly, but I'd always been particularly bad at spelling. But one time, and I don't remember why, I studied for the spelling test. You know, I actually practiced the words at home. And when I took the test, I got an A, and I couldn't believe it. I began to realize that if I needed to study, that didn't mean I wasn't smart. It just meant I needed to do something different to learn. I needed to practice. And my confidence grew because I learned that learning and doing well in school was in my own hands. I just needed to take action. I needed to study and work a little harder to learn. Now, for most of us as grown-ups listening to this, and even myself looking back on it, I'm thinking, well, of course you need to study. Everybody knows that. Or, you know, didn't the teachers tell you about studying? You know, I don't remember the details. I'm sure they probably did. I just know that in my 7-year-old mind, that I thought being smart meant I should learn things naturally, you know, instantly, and not need to study. Because that's what I saw in my sister, and she was labeled by the world as smart. I had developed a limiting belief about what it meant to be smart, and that limiting belief crushed my confidence during those early years in school. But you know, I started to study and my grades improved and my confidence grew, and over the years, I developed the belief system that I could learn anything. All I had to do was work at it. And I also developed a very strong work ethic. Over the years, I also experimented with various studying techniques and test-taking strategies. In fact, many of them wound up in this program. And the good news is that now we have the brain science behind why they work, and we share that with kids. So the purpose of this program is to inspire children to believe in their ability to learn and to succeed, to develop a learning mindset, and also to inspire children to become lifelong learners. Why is that so important? Did you know that a U.S. Department of Labor study reported that 65% of grade school children will work in jobs that don't exist. Now think about how much our world has changed in just the past 25 years. There was no Google, no Amazon, no YouTube, no Netflix, no Facebook, no Twitter or Instagram or Skype or Uber 25 years ago. And companies were just starting out to have very simple websites. And the thought of making purchases online was considered inconceivable by a lot of people when that first started. You know, cell phones were used to make basic phone calls. We didn't have smartphones filled with apps and the ability to text or email or surf the internet. We couldn't take pictures and make videos or check the weather radar. We couldn't access maps or monitor traffic real time. We couldn't control our lighting at home and our home HVAC systems remotely. Couldn't watch, download and watch TV programs or movies or play video games or read books or track our fitness or connect on social media or video chat with people from around the world. I mean, think about all the things we can do today. It's absolutely incredible. None of this existed 25 years ago. And these are very exciting evolutions in technology and marketing and business and consumer behavior that have dramatically shifted the way we live our lives each day. Our world is evolving at a faster pace than ever before. And to be prepared to thrive in this world, our children need to believe in their ability to learn how to learn, and to become lifelong learners. And for most kids, this starts in school. I just wanted to share with you some common experiences that we've heard from children. And you may have even experienced some of these yourself when you were younger. I know I certainly did. So a child walks out of her house in the morning, she's ready for the test, but when she gets to school and the test is in front of her, she draws a blank. She freezes and can't remember how to solve a single problem. Or a child who performs well on homework and projects, she seems to be able to retain the information in the short term, but struggles when it comes to recalling the information for a test. He's not learning that material effectively. Or a child who has to write an essay response to a question, and she has so many ideas running around in her head that the essay becomes a bunch of sentences with some decent information, but there's not an organization and her arguments aren't clear. Or a child who is in the process of taking a test and then begins to struggle with several of the questions. Panic sets in as he realizes that he's going to get a bad grade. He sees that time is running out, he can't think clearly, and can't seem to get himself back on track. Or a child who gets so anxious about an upcoming test that he can't sleep well, or he gets stomach aches on test mornings. These are the scenarios that we want to help kids beat. The Adventures in Wisdom Success System for Learning and Taking Tests is a unique, story-based curriculum that with your help will help kids develop mindset skills for studying, learning, and taking tests. And the key is brain science. We will give kids an edge when it comes to studying and taking tests. And we will actually share with them strategies and tactics that will support them in taking any type of test in life. Because tests don't just happen in school. In addition to math tests or essay tests, kids will also have driver's tests. They may have auditions or tryouts. And when they get older, they're going to need to be able to learn on their own, to recall information, and to perform under pressure at their jobs, which is essentially a test. You know, as mentors and coaches, we have the opportunity to help kids learn how to be successful in school and to develop that whole child so that they can be confident and prepared to enter the real world. And they can be confident, prepared to enter with purpose, direction, and the skills they need to be successful in life. We want to support kids in developing a learning mindset. We want to support them in becoming lifelong learners. And the skills you will help kids develop with this program, they'll be able to use for the rest of their lives. And the best part is, you get to use story format to help kids learn these skills. So you're in the right place if you're looking for a fun and inspiring, easy-to-use program that supports kids in learning how to learn and learning how to perform well under pressure. You're also in the right place if you're looking for a program to extend your services in your business, or maybe you're looking to start a new business, a program that addresses the mindset and brain science behind success in school. We call it developing a learning mindset. You're also in the right place if you're looking to bring a program to your community that appeals to schools and other educational institutions, and to parents who are looking for help with their children when it comes to academic performance. Now, one important distinction to keep in mind is that this is not a tutoring program or a program on how to create a tutoring business. You won't be teaching kids algebra or helping them with grammar, and you won't be helping them with homework assignments unless, of course, that's something you want to integrate into your business. That's up to you. This is mindset for success training. It's training to help kids learn more about how their brain works, to learn how memories get developed and how to intentionally create memories that they can recall, and to develop effective learning skills and a study process or studying process to support them in retaining information. They'll also learn test-taking strategies to support them in performing better under pressure. This training will support them not only at school, but beyond the academic setting as well. So for the remainder of the overview, we're going to do four things. First, we're going to talk about the story format and why it's the most effective way to work with kids. Then we're going to step quickly through the five segments of the Success System curriculum so that you can get a better understanding about the skills you will be helping kids develop. Then we'll talk about the Mentor's Toolkit so you understand more about the tools you'll have to work with your clients. And then I'll answer some FAQs about this licensing program. Then at the end of this overview, I'll show you how you can take the next step if the Adventures in Wisdom Success System for learning and taking tests looks like a good fit for you and your business. So first, let's talk about the story format. Well, Adventures in Wisdom is all about using stories to bring empowerment to children, to help kids develop a mindset to thrive in life. Our main character is Wyatt the Wise Wizard. He appears in all of our stories and is the mentor who guides the characters in the stories through their journey as they learn how to develop happiness, confidence, and success in their lives. In this particular curriculum, children learn the critical lessons as Wyatt the Wise Wizard guides three children, that's Amy, Carlton, and Eddie, through the Adventures in Wisdom Success System for learning and taking tests. And then with your guidance, kids explore the discussion questions and activities to practice these skills and apply them to their own learning. There are several reasons why we like to use the story format in our work. First is that stories are powerful learning tools that stimulate multiple centers of the brain when you hear them. This leads to deeper learning. Because did you know that when you're reading facts or you're listening to facts, the only centers of the brain that is engaged is a part that turns, the part of the brain that turns words into meaning. So essentially, you're only using a smaller part of your brain. However, when you read a story or you hear a story, not only are the intellectual centers or areas of the brain engaged, but also the emotional centers of the brain and the physiological centers of the brain as well, because stories create an experience. And this leads to deeper learning and deeper retention of the information because this experience is created. And by the way, this is some of the brain science that you'll be helping kids learn as you work with them when you're using our ACET success system. The second reason why we love using stories is because it enables children to learn without lecture and allows you as a mentor to engage in teaching without preaching. Through the stories, children get to see the skills in action, and that opens the door for them to apply the skills to their own situations under your guidance. A great example of this is talking with a child about cheating. Children know they shouldn't cheat. They've heard it from their parents. They've heard it from their teachers, but it comes across as lecturing, and sometimes it just doesn't sink in. In the story, kids get to learn about cheating from Wyatt the Wise Wizard and the characters in the story as Amy, Carlton, and Eddie discover just how damaging cheating can be on their grade average. Same message, just a little bit different approach that tends to land better with children. With the story, again, you're creating that experience versus giving a lecture. The third reason why we love using stories, they're great mentoring tools, great coaching tools, because as a mentor, you can refer back to the characters in the story or the situations in the story when you're working with a child. It's a great way to refresh a lesson or a skill, especially if a child is struggling in a certain area. And of course, it's a lot of fun. You know, stories are a fun way and give you a fun element to integrate into your workshops and your mentoring sessions with children. So now let's go and talk about the story that we use in this program and the skills you will help kids develop through your mentoring. So as mentioned earlier, with your support, kids are going to learn the Adventures in Wisdom success system for learning and taking tests. So in this story, Wyatt the Wise Wizard guides Amy, Carlton, and Eddie through five key areas of learning. We use the acronym ACET to represent the five major lessons or areas that are taught through the program. And one thing to keep in mind that is even though the curriculum follows one storyline, the concepts can still be introduced or taught separately, so you don't necessarily have to follow the program in sequential order. We do, however, recommend that you always start with test day. That introduces the story and the characters, and then cover the A section of ACET, which is developing an ACET attitude, because this really helps lay the foundation for developing a learning mindset, and it's the starting point for kids. So let's go ahead and scroll down and look at each of the key areas of the ACET system. Well, A stands for ACET attitude, because no matter how smart a child is, if she doesn't have a positive attitude about school and about grades, then she won't do well. Attitude is even more important than aptitude when it comes to success in school and success in life. Unfortunately, a positive attitude isn't something that we can just give kids. But what we can do is teach them why it is important and inspire them to do their best no matter what challenges they face. So in this section, we lay the foundation for the program. First, kids learn that attitude is the foundation for success in school and in life, and they learn how to develop an ACET attitude. Specifically, kids learn how to spot a negative attitude and shift it to a positive or more supportive attitude. They also learn about the power of neuroplasticity and the four truths of learning, which are the foundation for developing a learning mindset. And just as a sneak preview, the first truth in learning is that intelligence isn't something you're born with. It is something you develop. Through the story, kids also learn why homework is important and how to think about homework in a way that empowers them. And finally, they learn how to uncover their big why. Why are they doing something? Understanding your why or your big why can help someone shift to a positive attitude, especially if they're not really enjoying the how. Then we move into C in our ACET system, and that is create a mindset for success. Adventures in Wisdom programs are all about mindset development, teaching kids how to use the power of their mind and the power of their thoughts to create happiness, confidence, and success in their lives. At the heart of mindset development is understanding the power of belief systems, how to recognize and shift limiting beliefs, and how to proactively create supportive beliefs. So in this section, kids learn the power of belief systems and why they achieve what they believe. They can't do well in school unless they believe they can do well in school. They learn how to recognize and shift negative beliefs, and they learn how to proactively create supportive beliefs by learning about positive self-talk and visualization techniques. The next section is E, and that stands for effective learning skills. Learning to learn is a skill, and in this section, kids are introduced to learning styles and learning techniques that will help them better retain their lessons. In particular, they're going to learn how to use different learning styles to stimulate multiple areas of their brain and enhance their learning. They're going to learn why continuous studying is more effective than cramming, and they're going to learn the brain science behind it. They're going to learn how their memory works, and they're going to learn techniques that they can use to recall information easier. By the way, all these skills that we talk about, they're great for grown-ups as well. They're going to learn about multitasking and how multitasking impacts their brain and actually reduces learning and increases the amount of time it can take to complete homework. And finally, they're going to learn how to create an effective homework routine that optimizes their brain power and reduces homework time. There's a lot of information in this section. So after the E section, we move to I in the ACET system. And I stands for three words that begin with I: intention, integrity, and inner calmness. Everything starts with intention. Unfortunately, kids often walk into a test thinking, "I hope I don't fail. She's going to try to trick us. This is so hard." These thoughts don't create A's on tests. Instead, they create fear and anxiety, which can make it very difficult for kids to recall what they've learned. It can also tempt kids into cheating as they doubt their ability to do well. In this segment, kids will learn how to set their intention before taking a test, so their thoughts are working for them and not against them. Then they're going to learn why integrity is critical to success in school and in life. And they're going to learn that failing a test is better than cheating. And then they're going to learn about developing inner calmness, how to stay cool under pressure, and how to calm themselves down if fear and panic begin to creep in. We're going to talk about the brain science behind what is happening and why some of the tools that we share will help them calm down, because they want their brain working for them, not against them, when they're taking a test. Then the final step in the ACET system is T, test taking strategies. So having a strategy for taking a test will help kids have the best chance to recall what they have learned and to bring home a great grade. In this segment, kids learn what we call the SMARTS strategy for taking a test. It's going to teach 6 test-taking strategies that work every time. SMARTS is actually an acronym, so each letter stands for one of the steps. This section is a lot of fun and will definitely help kids increase their test scores, especially step T in the SMARTS strategy. But we'll save that for Wyatt the Wise Wizard to unveil. So as you can see, with your guidance and this curriculum, kids are going to learn some very powerful skills that will serve them not only in school, but for the rest of their lives. So now that you understand more about what this program is all about, let's talk about how it's structured and how you can use it in your practice. First, we'll talk about the Mentoring Toolkit. The Mentoring Toolkit is designed to help you bring this powerful curriculum to kids. The main component of the toolkit is the Mentor's Guide. The Mentor's Guide gives you tips on how to use each segment in the ACET system and also provides discussion questions and activities for each of the 5 segments covered in the ACET system. The second component of the Mentor's Toolkit is a set of slides that will give you a visual component for each of the 5 segments in the ACET system. There's also an additional set of slides that you can use to help teach something we call the PEG memory system. That might not mean much to you now, but it will after you review the curriculum. The third component is a student workbook or a children's workbook. That's something that you can duplicate and give to your clients. Gives them a great place to answer the questions, take notes, and practice the skills. And then the fourth component of your mentoring toolkit is a set of summary sheets that you can duplicate and give to your clients to take home. This will help support the kids in remembering some of the key skills in the ACET system. So that's what's in your mentoring toolkit. Now let's talk about one of the things that professionals love most about the way we structure our licensing programs, and that's flexibility. We're very flexible with how you use our curriculum with kids. You know, we want you to integrate it into your own style of working with children. So whether you like to do workshops, coach one-on-one, run small groups, you have a lot of flexibility in that. And you can also use as much or as little of the program as you want to. You can step children through the entire curriculum, going through each step in the ACET system, or you can jump around or just use pieces and parts of the program based on what you want to focus on. And this is particularly powerful if you already have either your own body of work that you're using with kids, or if you're already a tutor or a teacher and you're just wanting to pull in specific segments. And by the way, in your mentor's guide, we also give you tips on how to structure various workshops, such as maybe a 3-session workshop, a 5-session workshop, or a 7-session workshop or mentoring package. And of course, you can create packages of your own with more or less sessions as well. So let's go ahead and move into a couple of frequently asked questions. We're often asked, what is the best age group to use this program with? Well, as you will see when you're going through the program, the skills and the concepts we teach are relevant to kids of all ages, even kids and or students in high school and college. But the real sweet spot for this work is for children in late elementary school and middle school, so about the ages of 8 through 14, you know, grades maybe 3 through maybe grades 8 or 9, when kids are learning more difficult concepts, you know, they're starting to take tests more often, a lot of times they start feeling more pressure around grades, and this also tends to be the time when a lot of children are having to take government-mandated tests, and this leads to a lot of stress as well. So that really is a sweet spot, but the concepts, like I said, can work for students of all ages. The next question I've gotten is that I've had several parents and educators ask me if this is similar to teaching kids to develop a growth mindset. Well, I recently had a chance to review a bit of Carol Dweck's work about developing a growth mindset, and the answer is yes, absolutely. We just use different terminology. We call it a learning mindset, or most often just mindset. And the good news is that this program goes much further. In addition to developing the mindset, we also help kids develop effective learning techniques, you know, specific strategies and tactics for performing under pressure, and that six-step process for taking tests that will help them achieve higher grades. And they get to learn the brain science behind these techniques, including how memories are created and techniques they can use to create powerful memories that will be easier to recall later. You may also be wondering, how is this different from our signature program, the Adventures in Wisdom Life Coaching Program for Kids curriculum? Well, as I just mentioned, you know, we're all about mindset development. This program has the same goal. We just focus on a different area. So our Life Coaching Program for Kids curriculum, and that's what our Wisdom Coaching Certification Program is based on, that supports coaches in helping kids develop in all areas of life. Things such as developing strong self-esteem and powerful self-confidence that doesn't rise and fall with the ups and downs of growing up. Skills such as developing their inner compass by developing core values of self-responsibility, integrity, respect, and self-respect. Your kids learn through that program too how to make good decisions and how to stand up to peer pressure. They learn how to set and achieve goals so that they can make their dreams come true without the fairy. And this includes learning about the law of attraction. And that program is also used to help kids learn how to handle the tough stuff in life, things such as managing mistakes or overcoming disappointments and failures. They learn how to move through anxiety and fear, and they learn how to manage change in their lives. So that's what's covered in the Life Coaching Program for Kids curriculum. So this curriculum, our ACET success system, specifically focuses on mindset skills and learning techniques and performance techniques that can support kids in more of an academic setting. So there's only about a 20% overlap between this curriculum and our Life Coaching Program for Kids curriculum. 80% of this curriculum is new content. Another thing that you'll find a little bit different from the way this is structured is that our Adventures in Wisdom Life Coaching Program for Kids curriculum consists of 27 separate skill books, each with its own story, discussion questions, activities. The ACET success system, this curriculum, is structured a bit differently. This curriculum is one continuous story that steps Amy, Carlton, and Eddie through the entire success system for learning and taking tests. So you follow them through their whole experience. But with that being said, even though the curriculum follows one storyline, the concepts can still be learned separately, so you don't necessarily have to go in order. Another question we're asked, how are the materials delivered? All of the materials for our curriculum are delivered electronically in a PDF format. So that means you'll get instant access to this curriculum and can get started today. You'll be sent access to our client website where you can download the curriculum, the mentor's guide. You can access support tools that we covered earlier as well. I hope this answered some of the questions that you might have had as well. So we've covered the ACET success system and the powerful skills you'll be helping kids develop. We talked about the mentoring toolkit and all the support materials that you're going to receive to help you use this in your work with kids. And we answered some frequently asked questions. So let's go ahead and talk about the exciting part, and that's how you can get started. The normal investment for this program is $1,497. But for a very limited time, we're offering a special relaunch investment. And that relaunch investment is only $497. So that's a $1,000 savings from our normal investment. And we don't expect this offer to last for very long. So if you're ready to help kids develop a learning mindset and to get that for only $497, here are the next steps. So the first step is to click on the word agreement, review that agreement. Then the next step is to complete the form, click the Buy Now button, and that will take you to a secure page where you can enter your payment information, complete your order, and get started right away. After you've completed the purchase process, you're going to receive an email. It's usually sent within an hour, but most cases almost immediately. And that contains access to our Adventures in Wisdom client website. So you can go ahead and log in and access the curriculum. Within 24 hours, we will also send you your own personalized login access to our client website. And that login access will use your email address as your user ID. So it's going to be easier for you to remember, and you'll be able to set up your own password as well. So with that, we're wrapping up our overview. I hope you're as excited about helping children develop a learning mindset and skills to ace that test as we are. We'd be honored to be part of your business as you support children in their growth and preparation to become happy, responsible young adults ready to thrive in life. And until next time, adventure well, my friends.